This is Morning Edition. Maybe your idea of a typical crime scene is set in a ransacked hotel room or a dark alley. But Los Angeles Police Sergeant Dave Mascarenhas doesn't investigate crimes on land. He heads up the LAPD's dive team, and one of his most harrowing adventures is the subject of this week's criminal podcast. The show is recorded at WUNC, and host Phoebe Judge joins me now. Good morning, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
So what's it like to dive for the police department?
Well, it's not just diving in clear open water in the beautiful California ocean. Most of the time, these guys and women are diving in places you would never want to be, in sewers, in dams, in places where there's low visibility. The water is often very, very cold, and sometimes they're even going into underwater caves.
This week, Sergeant Mascarenhas tells you about the time he dove for evidence in the La Brea tar pits. Why on earth did he do that?
Detectives at the LAPD said that they thought there might have been evidence from a kind of a high-profile 2011 murder that had been thrown into the La Brea tar pits, and they asked Dave Mascarenhas if potentially someone could go in and look.
We pretty much do everything in our department because we try not to say no to an investigation if at all possible, because then we're sending a message that, hey, this is a good idea to dump evidence here.
So tell us a little bit about these tar pits.
The La Brea tar pits have been there for tens of thousands of years. They sit pretty much in the center of Los Angeles, and there are these pools that bubble up methane gas and tar. And the thing that makes them a rather big tourist attraction is that for tens of thousands of years ago, big animals would wade into these things and get stuck. Woolly mammoths and hyenas, they have something that's dated as 46,000 years old. So it's just this wild place.
Phoebe, how did Dave Mascarenhas get stuck with this job, going into the pit?
Well, he's the head of the team. And what he said to me is that, you know, I'm older. I know my wife is going to be taken care of. My kids are grown up. And the other guys on the team are young, and they have young children. And if there's anyone who's going to take the risk, it's got to be me.
How did they explore the pit for evidence?
So they decided that Dave Mascarenhas was going to be the one guy who went into this pit, but they tried to make as many precautions as they could. They had fire trucks who had their hoses on top of the pit ready to spray if any fire started, and also try to clear some of the top layer of tar off. They had rowboats ready to try to yank Dave Mascarenhas out if he were to get stuck. And they also had sonar communication that was going on because he couldn't actually see what he was looking at. You know, it's tar. There were people who were radioing to him saying, put your hand 3 inches to the left, feel around. We'll hope it's not an alligator bone that you find, but rather a piece of evidence.
Some parts of the tar were like pudding, where you could basically kind of pat it and feel it, and you would be okay. And other parts you touched and you immediately got stuck, and it was like a cartoon commercial where your gloves would stretch like a foot till it would finally give away.
And did he find anything?
Yes, he recovered a number of pieces of evidence. We can't really talk about them because it's still an investigation that's open, but it was a successful dive with a couple of very close calls.
Yeah, he really thought he was in for it a couple of times, right?
Yeah, he thought it was over, and he was thinking to himself, boy, maybe I should have told my wife I was going to do this.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll leave it there, Phoebe. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Phoebe Judge hosts Criminal. You can find a link to this week's podcast on WUNC.org or listen to it here on Sunday at 5:40 p.m.